Christ is baptized. When you're at the book study, or when you have an opportunity to talk to Father Miron about spiritual life or the rule of life, he often gives this advice. When you read the gospel, make sure you pay attention to finding the commandments other than the 10 we already have that Christ has given to you in that reading. It is beautiful advice because that advice reveals within a Christian a true attitude towards Christ and His church. Sometimes you can even see it, even expressed either by body language or by facial expressions. Sometimes you can see a person tighten up, like something is wrong, like a heavy burden has been put out on them. And they look at you like, you want me to read the gospel outside of the church services? Are you mad? The other times, you can see a person's excitement. You can see the zeal that one has for Christ to continue and deepen their own faith. If there is something more, something hidden in plain sight in the gospel, they want to know it. They want to learn it and practice it. That is the attitude of those who have that yearning for Christ, the zeal for Christ. So today in the gospel, Christ says, and I'm sorry I used a different translation, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We can all agree that this is a bold statement from Christ. It is that kind of a bold statement that should resound with us for the rest of our life. Unfortunately, we might be lucky if that statement is bold enough for a couple of hours, and then we forget it. We forget it because whether we like it or not, we have to enter the world and start to live our life again. The problem with that is that when we step outside the church environment, we enter the craziness of the world, and we enter the place where it is fashionable to sin. A holy monk gave this example. Human beings have come down to the level of animals. You know what animals do when they enter the stable? They defecate and urinate, and then, as the manure ferments, they feel warm and comfortable and don't want to move from where they are. It's the same thing with the human beings. They feel the comfort of sin and don't have the heart to leave. They smell the stench, but they stay anyways. You see, if someone else were to come inside the stable at first, they would not be able to withstand the stench. But those who are used to it are not bothered. I love his writings because he's so simple, but yet to the point. This monk compared the stable to the modern world, and isn't it true? So let us make an experiment. When we leave today, this heavenly place, we should pay attention to the fashions we are accustomed to, that we don't even pay attention to, that are just already there. And we should ask ourselves, if you are listening to radio, are these songs the God-pleasing songs? Or do these songs pull me away from God by the inappropriate ideas or words? If you are meeting with friends, or if you are calling them, are these people God-pleasing people? Or are these people who will pull my zeal towards Christ down? If you are reading book or watching TV, are these things God-pleasing? Or do these books or TV create a fantasy where the mind becomes sluggish and disconnected from God? We could go on with the list of the questions, but I don't think it's necessary. We must discern every little thing, because if we do discern, we realize what is God-pleasing and what is not. The same monk continues, "Since sin has become so fashionable, when people see someone who has taken a different path, who avoids sin and is pious, they consider him old-fashioned and backward. For them, not to sin is an insult, while sin is considered progress." Why am I quoting this dead holy monk? Because this monk said these things 17 years ago. It was not a prophecy. It was a simple reflection on what was happening in his own country. It seems like nothing has changed, and more likely, it probably got even worse. It's worse because we as Christians got so weak in faith. We became leveled to those who do not even believe in God. And it's because we stopped to repent and started to worry about things that do not matter. Nowadays, we live like immortals. We live like we know when we will die, and it reflects. We skip divine liturgies, feast days, confessions. We skip our prayers, spiritual reading, fasting, and other ascetical things. We postpone all these things because we want to enjoy the time right now. And we think we'll have more time later. And then we postpone it again until it's too late. Today, Christ says it beautifully. Repent now and forever, because you do not know when you will die. So take courage in your repentance. Go to confession. Renew your baptismal promise and become born again in Christ. We should become the stronghold where God can rest. Anything in this world that worries you is nothing compared to the poison of sin. And if you do not start repenting, the sin will grant us hell. Let us approach the gospel with these words of the psalmist. "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your commandments." Or we could say, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me the rule of life." Christ is baptized. Amen.